Hi, Jan Mandelson, Nationals candidate for the seat of Whitlam.
How did you find the nurturing democracy at DAPTO High?
I thought it was excellent. It's a brilliant program, and I hope that they are able to take it to all the other schools.
Can you tell me what sort of questions that the kids asked?
The kids are asking the questions that are on the tips of everybody's tongue, like marriage equality. They're very passionate about that. They're also asking, obviously, about the NBN and where we stand on education and what differentiates us from all of the other candidates.
Okay, and how did you go with the ticklish question of marriage equality?
Unfortunately, we could only have a yes-no answer, and we weren't able to elaborate on that, so that was a difficult one to answer.
Okay, some of the subtlety was lost, was it?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. When you only get a yes or no, you aren't able to explain your situation or your position.
Okay. How do you feel your campaign has been going with a week to go?
I think it's doing fabulously, Nick. I'm really excited about the way it's gone. I wanted to make this seat more marginal, and I think I've achieved that.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Okay. No Liberal candidate today?
No.
Any idea why that was?
No, actually. I was perplexed as to why he wasn't here when all the other candidates were.
I'm Tom Hunt, candidate for Whitlam from the Greens.
How was today's event?
It was a great event. It was a great demonstration of democracy to the children of DAPTO High.
Did you get any ticklish questions?
Oh, there were some interesting ones. We were asked to give a yes-no answer to a number of questions, which are not easy ones to answer with just those words, but they're very, very strong answers from all candidates.
Yeah,
it's good.
I just got that from Jan Mandelson, the Nationals candidate, about marriage equality. Was it easy for you to say yes?
It was very easy on that one, yes. Yeah. Certainly the Greens are very much in support of marriage equality.
Yeah. What have people you've been talking to in this campaign been passionate about?
Well, I have to say I've only gotten into politics recently, and whereas some people certainly are very passionate about politics, what worries me about our society, having gotten involved and met a lot of people in those last few weeks, is that there are a lot of people who are not so passionate about what's happening in politics, and to the point where they tune out and they're not interested. And I'd like to encourage people to think more about what's important to them in this world.
Darcy Moore, Deputy Principal at DAPTO High School.
Tell me how the process ran today.
Yes, about 5 or 6 years ago, I was lucky enough to have experience of a teaching exchange in Denmark. And when I was in Denmark, I saw democratic processes run differently to any Australian school that I'd experienced. With it today, our process is very much one where the students are able to ask questions, but it starts off with the candidates outlining their positions and their ideologies.
How do you think the students handled it today?
Absolutely brilliantly. The respectful response to each person's position was fantastic. Not every position would our students agree with, but everybody got a really respectful hearing and a big round of applause at the end of putting forward their point of view.
Yeah. And what were the big subjects that were on the minds of the students?
Well, there were a lot of questions that are occupying, I guess, the entire nation at the moment. There were questions about same-sex marriage. There were questions about climate change, questions about our environment. The students are all very concerned about employment or unemployment rates in our local area, especially for young people.
My name's Taylor Glover and I'm the school captain of DAPTO High School.
Now, you were running the forum. Tell me how it ran. Tell me how you corralled these politicians.
So I began the forum with introducing all the candidates and their parties, and then they responded with their vision for the Whitlam electorate. Mm-hmm. And then they responded again with a question for each of the party members, so they could ask each other a question, and then each party member responded.
So how did you prepare for it?
So Mr. Moore and I prepared together. We wrote out the running sheet, and I prepared a speech for myself and the other captain who spoke as well.
Are you interested in politics, going into politics?
I am. I'm interested in politics, but I'm not interested in that for myself. I'm interested in medicine and health.
Okay. Yeah. Is that where you see yourself going eventually?
Yeah, I hope to be a doctor one day.
So. Oh, that's good, because I was hoping you were going after my job. Right, here you did a really good job.
Thank you. Right.
What were the big questions that were on the minds of the students today?
The big questions today were about equality. Mm. So for youth with education, that was a big topic spoken about by both the party members and the students. Another big topic was about marriage equality. Mm. That was mentioned by most of the party members, and it's a big interest for the students because they strongly believe in it generally.
How did some of the more conservative members of the panel go with answering questions about marriage equality, for instance?
Some of the party members were against the question, so we posed a question which was a yes or no question. They couldn't elaborate on what they thought. It was just a yes
like
or no.
Like a court of law.
Yeah, it was just yes or no. So it was a very difficult question, but two of the five party members responded with no, which is interesting, and I'd love to have a chat about that with them now.